jumping on the phone on Static this evening. It is fantastic to have a man with a record out this week from LA, Dave from Dirty Projectors. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right, Dave, and I can't think of a better way to wrap up a year than with a Dirty Projectors album. And really, this one is a project that has charted all of your 2020, isn't it?
Yeah, it has. It's, you know, five EPs that we began releasing back in February.
It's been a long year in a lot of ways, Dave.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of music, and it's been a longer year. So I feel like it's about 55 years ago when we began releasing these songs.
Was this started as a different approach of working to break up the creative process, but also to make your supply more constant?
Well, yeah, it was more just, I've made so many albums. I've made like album after album, you know? And so to do something different felt like the order of the hour. The other thing was I wanted to make a structure of releasing music where everybody in the band could be the lead singer, because I thought it would be fun to play live that way. And so, yeah, it's just been a different way of working.
You also dropped a Ginsberg quote about creating quickly and spontaneously, which is first thought, best thought, to sort of talk about a particular way of writing. So were you trying to shake up your own rhythms about how you made music, Dave?
You could say, certainly. You know, the last two Dirty Projectors records were the result of, you know, an exacting kind of brutal perfectionism, you know, that took shape over the course of like years. And that's a cool way of working. You know, I liked working that way, but it felt stale to do that again. And so to get on this more energetic, kinetic place felt fresh.
Does that happen to you every time you work with different people? I mean, you've veered between having regular band collaborators over the years to also largely helming some projects by yourself. But this time, you found yourself with a strong, new-ish lineup and wanted to grow with them throughout the year as well as you made this music?
Totally. You know, it's a way for this new-ish band to get to know itself.
Do you have to do inductions each time you're working with new members of Dirty Projectors? What's it like for you?
This band, we had to rehearse for a tour. And, yeah, it was like immersion, you know? And actually, Dirty Projectors, as any sort of group, hadn't really played shows in a few years while I was working on those records. So it was going back and learning how to play all the music. It was cool.
And by and large, Dave, obviously collaborating is your jam. I don't know if you know this, but your Wikipedia page counts 36 band members across its history. That's including you.
Amazing. Yeah, you know, whether it's kind of presenting as a, and I think this is certainly true of me, I think it's true of everybody, whether you're presenting music as a solo project or whether you're presenting it as an ensemble or a band or whatever, music is an irreducibly collaborative enterprise, and it's one of the things that I love about it. And so the richness and the beauty of getting to do this is in finding a way to communicate with different people. So I love that about making music.
You must have also seen firsthand, Dave, in real terms, it takes a village to get any kind of music done, right?
Absolutely. It takes a village. And, you know, that's one of the aspects that I wanted to get into with the EPs, you know, is to decenter myself from it. I really love to write songs, but the idea of playing this body of material, you know, the five EPs, live seems so energizing to me, because it would call on everybody in the band to constantly be taking on different roles and, you know, stepping into the sort of four lights and then stepping back. And it just seems very dynamic.
Is it also easier to jump between styles on a bunch of EPs rather than having to worry about the cohesiveness of an album? You've emphasized a different musical side of the band with each of these EPs that have come out this year. Felicia's Flight Tower was more sort of soulful and electronic, and your Super Joao was sort of a four-track bossa nova excursion. So has it been fun for you as well to not have to kind of match everything together as you would with an album?
For sure, yeah. To get into a breadth of style and just mood and tone is a neat kind of byproduct of putting together EPs instead of a record. I think you're right.
It means no genre can be left unturned if you keep doing this, Dave. I'm looking forward to the death metal EP at some point from Dirty Projectors as well.
Oh, it's true. It's true. What other genres could we do?
I think polka might be in your future as well.
Polka? That's not a genre that has much play these days, but they say that the accordion was once the most popular instrument in the world.
Well, now I know what to get you for Christmas, Dave. An accordion.
I love it. I love it. I think my wife would love that too.
And it also seems that doing this project this year has allowed you to make songs shorter, almost like vignettes. When you look through all the songs together on this 5 EPs project, very few of them break the 3-minute mark. So is brevity underrated sometimes, Dave?
I think so. I feel like say your thing and get out. I got impatient with songs that, you know, the chorus comes around for a fourth time. If I wanted to hear the chorus a fourth time, I would just listen to the song again.
And do songs and ideas feel fleeting for you as well? There's that line on the opening song from this project, On the Breeze, which came out back in March, which is Future's Right on the Slipstream, Memory on the Breeze, which seems to pinpoint how both our past and our future are these intangible, ungraspable things.
I like it. Yeah, you know, you're getting at something that I hadn't thought about it, but yeah, there's a kind of like haiku spirit across these, huh? It's like a collection of these small, just moments, these little wisps floating across the air. I like that.
And if nothing else, I mean, that's what songs are, right? Moments in time, which is what this project has proven.
Yeah, there's something transitory to everything here on Earth.
It must have felt like that, especially in 2020 as well, Dave. Have you learned stuff from doing this project this year?
That's an interesting question. I think so, yeah. It lets me know that anything is possible when it comes to making music. You know, I think that this band is just so... it's an incredible group of people, and we have fun together. So I look forward to making more music with these folks, and I just feel like we'll have to really apply ourselves to get to that death metal record, but I think we can get there.
Well, it's been so great to have all this music from you guys this year in such a trying time as well. And you did pause this project back in March to record a cover of Plastic Ono Band's Isolation, which was hitting the nail right on the head for the time. So has it felt like a salve for you being able to still make music when so many other things have gone pear-shaped this year?
I think so. You know, I've like joked with some friends who, like me, just spend all day in the studio about like, well, we've basically been living socially distant since 2011 anyway, so the whole world is doing what we've done now.
Yeah, a lot of studio nerds have been spending a lot of time on their own for a long time, so you're well acclimatized.
Yeah, you know, we had this plan to be doing this before the pandemic hit, and when it did, we had a moment of reconsidering whether to roll out as planned. In the end, I'm super glad that we did, because it's been a neat thing to kind of keep our spirits up for the band. The truth is, yeah, very grateful to still be able to make tunes in this crazy year.
Well, look, it's so great to have this project to see the year out, as I said, Dave, and one day you will get to take this outfit on stages again. It will happen.
Thank you for saying. We dream of the day. On our text thread, the band, we just text each other, just like, someday we'll play shows again.
Stay positive, Dave. For now, we might have a listen to one of the newest songs from this project. We'll hear No Studying, which has got some raw electric guitar and harmonies. This one, like a lot of the songs, is almost a mini symphony.
Oh, cool. I like that.
I like this EP, and I like you, Dave. It was great to talk to you on Static this evening. Look after yourself. And this is Dirty Projectors. Yep. Now on Static.
Thank you. Great to talk to you.